Okay. Well, let's see here. Don's been waiting quite a while too. Hi, Don. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. About 4 months ago, I talked to you and I bought that Bio AE Emulsion Forte for the allergy and the sneezing, and it worked really well.
Good.
And then we got into winter, it was 57 degrees, and then the next day it was 82, and everybody's
Wow.
sinuses went off, and mine did, and they haven't corrected yet. I've got a pressure in my ears. When I take niacin, it opens them up nicely, and it gives me an opportunity to hold my nose and blow and release some pressure, but it comes right back, and I can't seem to get rid of it.
Are you taking the niacin in time release form?
Niacin, no, it just, boy, when that niacin flush comes on, it's all at once.
Well, as you know, what niacin does is to dilate blood vessels, and that's why we get the flush. And so it sounds as if better circulation into that area is help, which of course is body-wide, but in that area, it is helping you breathe better. Now, the reason I asked you about time release, sir, is that time release doesn't instantaneously dilate the blood vessels, but it helps to dilate them over time. And if a person takes it for a while, they're going to have better dilation continuously. And time-release niacin is sold in natural food stores, to home and dispensary, compounding pharmacies. Now, I got to admit, it doesn't give the quick flush. No, it doesn't do that. But it does help to contribute to blood vessel dilation and improved blood flow. And of course, another thing that does that is, I think everybody knows, is good old magnesium. Is your magnesium in your supplement remedy? That's something that is important for dilating blood vessels.
Yes, I take that every day. I take those just before bed.
Okay, and lastly, and again, I'm focusing on dilating blood vessels because you told me, hey, with that niacin flush, it clears. Lastly, you're familiar with L-arginine and L-citrulline being precursors of nitric oxide, which helps to dilate blood vessels also. You're familiar with those?
Yes, I take those as well,
And have you
along with
tested?
Hawthorn and a life extension blood pressure formula.
Okay. Well, sounds like you're being proactive about staying healthy, and congratulations on that, because a lot of people aren't, and they don't have as good a chance of staying healthy as long. But getting back to you, have you also tested yourself with the nitric oxide test strips that are sold in compounding pharmacies and the Toma dispensary to see if your quantity of either L-arginine or L-citrulline that you're using is getting you the maximal results? That's a self-test. Can't hurt a thing. You put the thing under your tongue and you pull it out and compare it to the color chart. Some people require lower doses than others, and some people require higher doses to keep those blood vessels as dilated as they can be. Have you tried those test strips, self-test strips?
Yes, I got those from your clinic, and I did test with them. And as I recall, it's been some time that I was reasonably normal range.
Okay. Reasonably normal, does that mean the brightest pink color on the chart?
Like I say, it's been a long time since I did it. Maybe I should do it again and find out.
Well, fortunately, they don't go bad. So if you've got any left, you can check again. And at least in this circumstance, you might be, if you're not quite up to that optimal, you might be wanting to shoot for optimal. Now, last thing, sir. Let's see. You had a quick change, and suddenly on comes the sinus trouble. Well, you know what? That quick change was a stress on the body, wasn't it? And what do animals' bodies do when they're under stress? Now, you probably know this because you're doing a lot of good stuff, but I'm going to
They
repeat
make
it for you.
vitamin C.
There you go. See? Hey, you're up on all this. And so, folks, that's exactly what any animal except for humans and gorillas and guinea pigs, when they're under stress, just like Don says, they make a bunch of vitamin C. So when we've had something that was a response to stress that adversely affected the way we want to feel, the thing to do is start chowing down on more vitamin C. And as much as, like Linus Pauling said, the bowels will tolerate when we start getting gassy from the vitamin C, it won't hurt us to have gas, but it will make us socially unacceptable. So we back off at that point.
Well, I take 5,000 units in the morning and 5,000 units after dinner, And I've been doing chelation off and on, and I believe I've got some circulatory problems, so I've started to do chelation once a week. And they also have vitamin C in with that.
Good.
So I'm getting the intravenous vitamin C as well.
Are you having any gas or loose bowels from the oral?
Occasionally, but I kind of chalk that up to drinking 32 ounces of beet juice in the morning.
Now, that will probably help that circumstance. It'll also help your nitric oxide, too. But with this particular stress episode, and I realize it wasn't fatal stress or anything, but with this particular stress episode, you might be wanting to jack up the vitamin C further. You cannot mm-hmm. overdose except to give yourself too much gas.
Okay.
So there you go, sir. Some things to think about.
Very good. Well, once again, thank you so much for your help.
And thank you for calling. And thank you for being so proactive. You won't have to see as many doctors. That's cool.